Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the weekend in August the 20th, 2023. I've had a busy week. It's been a bit of a different week. So I think Sunday till Tuesday, we went away for a few days. We went and stayed in Barrow in Cumbria, and I went to Ravenglass. So obviously I've got my series, The Ravenglass Chronicles. Loads of my fantasy stuff is set in that universe, Ravenglass universe. Current series I'm working on is called Ravenglass Legends, and I've never been to Ravenglass until this week. So yeah, it's just a lovely little village next to an estuary. Got some videos, some photos, shared those on the Ravenglass universe Facebook group. So yeah, that was really cool. You know, obviously I've got a lot of gratitude towards that village, basically inspiring a universe. So that is very cool, you know. Just like I mentioned in a YouTube video, just the name Ravenglass evoking something in my mind, sparking my imagination, and then it just kind of spiraling off from there. So yeah, really enjoyed visiting that. Also, just on the edge of Ravenglass, we went to Muncaster Castle. The grounds there are great. We watched a Birds of Prey exhibition there, Birds of Prey show. Now, because of my eyes, I only saw a few of them, but I did get to see a bald eagle, and I saw some hooded vultures, which were very cool. Some of the other ones, I saw an eagle owl as well, that was good. Some of the other ones I couldn't follow because I don't really have much in the way of peripheral vision. Yeah, so as well as that, we went to Peel Castle, which is on Peel Island. So this is across the bay from where we live. We live in Morecambe, and Morecambe Bay, you know, it goes all the way around to Barrow. And just to give you an idea of scale, you know, it took us over an hour to get to Barrow. And then Peel Island, you can see Heysham, which is the next village to Morecambe from Peel Island. And you can see Peel Island from Morecambe. So, yeah, we had a look around the castle grounds, had a drink at the pub there. You had to kind of get a boat to get to it. Also went to Walney Island, which is just off Barrow. You can drive to that though, so that was cool. Had a really good kind of walk there in a cafe, so that was cool. And yeah, we ended up having a kind of forced rest, I would say, because Monday was just really heavy rain. It's like torrential downpours, so it was basically we were kind of stuck in the Premier Inn. But that gave me opportunity to finish my book and to chill out. So yeah, I finished Angel Exterminatus in the Horus Heresy series. I've gone on to the next book in that called Betrayal. Yeah, and of course while we're in Barrow, we looked around Barrow Park, which was really cool. Yeah, it was like a really good kind of town park. Reminded me a bit of West Park in Wolverhampton, kind of similar layout. So yeah, I really enjoyed that trip actually. Yeah, it was very cool. Yeah, so I mentioned the reading stuff. In terms of work, I've been working on a few projects. I have written a short story called The Great Tower Heist, which is a Dawn of Assassins prequel. I also did some work on Dawn of Assassins book 4, so just kind of redrafting the first few chapters of that. And I have written a chapter for Guild of Assassins. So obviously I'll be doing the redrafts of that next week. But yeah, I kind of realised this week that I've got far too many open projects. Yeah, I listed them, I think, on Twitter, and it's getting a bit ridiculous. So I do need to focus just on Guild of Assassins, get that done. You know, I've got Ravenglass Legends book 1 with the editor. I've got Ravenglass Legends book 2. I'm about 50% or so through the second draft of that. I have outline for book 3 of that. I also have outlines for a number of other books, and yeah, just first drafts of a couple of different prequel projects and things like that. So yeah, I've got loads of open projects. But of course my priority is the Guild of Assassins thing for now. When Ravenglass Legends comes back, I'll be going back into that series, but I don't really want to do too much on the second book until I know that the first book is all good. So yeah, focus. I'm just terrible at it. And like I had a, because I've, you know, I've been tracking my word counts and stuff since I think 2015, and it is more productive, even though I'm working on these different projects. You know, it's like when I'm running out of steam on one, I might turn my attention to another. And it is overall more productive. I am getting more words down, but it just feels like a slower process because obviously, you know, doing words here and there on different projects, especially as these projects are kind of coming together, finishing at similar times, I'm probably going to end up with some like avalanche of releases all at the same kind of time, you know. Like earlier this year, I think my last release was the last two Dawn of Assassins books. And, you know, they both came out, I think, January and then February. So, yeah, just getting focused, I suppose, will be my next challenge. So, yeah, Guild of Assassins anyway, continuing that. I'm also kind of starting to think about a Dawn of Assassins box set. I think that the time's right for that. You know, the, what is it? Yeah. And I'm just trying to figure out whether strategically it's better to have the three book box set come out and then book four, or whether to kind of do a dual release. Because, you know, one thing I found really good with doing the two launches so close together this year was I could double up on a lot of admin tasks, because it does take a lot to launch a book. So if I can do that, you know, I might just end up releasing a load, like just having a flurry of releases probably early next year, where I release, you know, Ravenglass Legends, release the next Dawn of Assassins, maybe release this Guild of Assassins book all in a short space of time, just because it's a bit easier, a bit less admin. So who knows? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just focused on getting this Guild of Assassins done and building up this Substack thing, which is, you know, it's going well so far. I'm getting a few paid subscribers in, so that is really good. I just think that the subscription stuff is the future. You know, I've got a lot of readers, and yeah, if I can get them away from just supporting me on Amazon, which, you know, I'm still haunted by that random suspension for no reason that I still never got an explanation for. And, you know, that really shook me up a bit. So, you know, this is how I pay my mortgage. This is, you know, how I pay my bills. So I really want to get this right. Really want different streams of revenue coming in. And so, yeah, things like audiobooks help, things like subscriptions help. I just don't want to be relying on one platform and have all my books in one basket. But at the same time, the other platforms that I have tried, I did try going wide earlier this year, you know, on things like Apple and Google and things like that, that just don't have the recommendation engine that Amazon has. They're not as powerful. So it felt like starting again with those platforms. And it also kind of damaged my sales on Amazon, because, you know, I think a lot of the sales that I get are on Kindle Unlimited. So it did impact on that. And I think with my Wasteland series especially, I've not really been able to get back up to the level it was by pulling it and then going back into Amazon. I think it lost some of the momentum or whatever. So I might have to look into doing some kind of promo on that or something. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here, and I'm sure you don't care, because it's, you know, in the weeds of publishing. So there we go. Anyway, so yeah, until next time, cheerio.